You can trust me. Sequel to Mikey Way's Annoying Older Brother. For Pod Together 2014. Written by Ruby Tuesday 5681. Read by Argentum Lupin. Gerard sticks his tongue out while he's drawing. Frank has noticed this for years, and it used to gross him out. Now it just distracts him to the point where he's lost at the same level of Mario Kart about 5 times in a row, and he's never going to hear the end of it from Mikey. He ditches the controller after dying again, huffing at himself in disgust. Let's do something else, Mikey. I totally suck at this today. The problem is that Frank knows exactly what Gerard's tongue feels like. He brings those memories to the front of his mind almost nightly while he's jerking off. And right now that knowledge is making Frank feel like a total creep, because he shouldn't be having thoughts like that about Gerard while they're all hanging out together. Technically, Frank came over to hang out with Mikey, and it feels totally skeevy that he can't focus for 3 seconds on doing anything with Mikey, because he can't get his mind off of making out with Mikey's brother. When did Frank become such a terrible friend? He's startled out of his brooding when Mikey slaps his back, crowing about being the Mario Kart champion of the day. This is the best, Frankie. I can't remember when I last beat you so many times in a row. Frank rolls his eyes and sticks his tongue out at Mikey. He hears Gerard snort at him and instantly blushes. He can't stop thinking about Gerard, but at the same time, it's like he keeps forgetting Gerard's here. Since Gerard's always kind of annoyed the crap out of him, Frank's used to trying to ignore him and pretend he isn't there. It's only been a few days since they made out, so Frank is completely not used to actually giving a shit about what Gerard thinks of him. Suddenly, what Gerard thinks of him seems really important, and that's weirding Frank out. A lot. Frank's blush only deepens when he notices how cute Gerard looks smirking at him. Their eyes meet for an instant before Frank looks away, fumbling to stand up and mumble something about a snack as he turns to go up to the kitchen. It's a gigantic relief when Mikey follows and Gerard doesn't, but Frank still finds himself asking, "Gee, not hungry?" Mikey shrugs. He's working on something for his summer class that's due tomorrow. Says he has to focus. They go up to Mikey's room to listen to music and manage to avoid seeing Gerard for the rest of the day. Frank is totally glad. It's been way too stressful being around Gerard since they made out. He's relieved, really. He loves hanging out with just Mikey. It's better this way. Really. Frank is losing his mind. He's going to have to be committed at 14. He's gone nuts. That's the only possible explanation he can come up with as he runs his fingers over his mouth again. It's bad enough that he agreed to babysit on a Saturday night. Not simply because it was a good excuse to avoid going to the Way's house, but because he totally needs the money for concert tickets and weed and stuff. But now he's sitting on the couch, bored out of his mind, while touching his lips and thinking about kissing Gerard. He thought that maybe spending a night or two away from Gerard might help him get over this obsessive nonsense. He was wrong. The thing is, he just can't get it out of his mind. The whole making out with Gerard thing. At first, he was willing to give himself a break because that was a totally hot and heavy makeout session, more intense than anything he's ever done before. In fact, if Ray hadn't called when he did and interrupted them, Frank has no idea how far it might have gone. He can't be certain, but it totally felt like Gerard was about to move his hand from Frank's back to his ass just before the phone rang. Fucking Ray. Totally not his fault, but still. So yeah, perfectly reasonable that Frank basically rubbed his dick raw, jerking off to thoughts of Gerard for a few days after that. Frank is 14 and horny and apparently a stud because he hooked up with a college dude. But it was Gerard. And ever since the incident, as Frank has taken to calling it in his mind, Gerard's been acting totally normal, like nothing even happened. And that's fine. It's totally fine, because Gerard was drunk and maybe doesn't even remember, and he's way too old for Frank anyway, and Frank doesn't even like Gerard. In fact, he actively dislikes Gerard because he doesn't shower and his hair is always greasy, and once he starts talking about something political, he never shuts up. And Frank was doing just fine not thinking about Gerard tonight. He was. He had fun playing board games with the kids and made up a bedtime story for them about farts. It was hilarious. But then after they went to sleep, he was bored and started flipping through TV channels, And of course, there was some stupid rom-com on with people making out all over the place. And now Frank's sitting here like a total lunatic, touching his lips and trying to remember why it was so cool to feel Gerard's teeth with his tongue. The worst part is that a few minutes ago, he made the mistake of closing his eyes and remembering what Gerard tastes like. His stupid dick got instantly excited at that thought, and he's been painfully hard ever since. He really needs to have a serious talk with his libido about appropriate venues for arousal, because this is really just not the fucking time or place for that. Frank has a plan. It's a really good plan, too. Totally reasonable and achievable, but he has no earthly idea how to put his plan into action, because it requires somehow getting Gerard alone again, and this is proving to be a monumentally difficult task. It's weird, because in the past, Frank's always actively avoided getting stuck alone with Gerard. Frank doesn't think Mikey knows how much he used to be annoyed by Gerard, but Mikey did seem to get the idea that Gerard often made Frank uncomfortable in large doses. Gerard could make anyone uncomfortable in large doses. And Mikey said he felt bad about ditching Frank with Gerard last weekend, and he's been trying to make it up to Frank, which is totally nice and Frank really appreciates it, and so now he feels like a total asshole because all he really wants at the moment is to be fucking alone with Gerard. In a million years, Frank never would have thought he'd be actually wanting Pete to text Mikey and take his attention away from Frank. Since he came up with his plan, Frank's basically been at the Way's house for 3 days straight, hoping for a chance to get Gerard alone. He's actually starting to miss being at his own house. Weird. It's mid-afternoon. Frank's been at the Way's house for going on 4 hours, and he's starting to lose his mind. He's asked to play every one of Gerard's video games that he knows Mikey isn't into, thinking Mikey might go do something else, but Mikey just goes right along with it and doesn't even complain. Then he tries to shake Mikey off by suggesting they watch some of Gerard's favorite movies that he knows Mikey doesn't like. No luck on that either. Mikey just won't fucking go away, and Frank's running out of ideas. Frank finally gets a break just before dinner time when Mikey's phone chirps with a text from Pete. "Going out with Pete in a little while," Mikey mumbles. "I'll walk you home, Frank." Frank mulls things over during dinner, mentally fine-tuning his plan. He must be quieter than usual because his mom keeps shooting him worried glances and asks if he feels okay. He shrugs her off and doesn't waste any time once they've finished eating before heading back over to the Way's house. He's never gone to the Way's house when he knew Mikey wasn't there before. He feels vaguely nervous and unsettled. Gerard's car is here, so he can't think of any reason why he won't be able to enact his plan now. He rings the doorbell and suddenly wants to change his mind, just turn around and go home and forget the whole thing. He'll simply spend the rest of his life sexually frustrated and constantly thinking about Gerard. No big deal. It's too late, though. Gerard himself actually opens the door. Totally weird. "Hi, Frankie," Gerard says brightly, looking a bit confused. "Mikey's out with Pete tonight. I thought he told you." "He did," Frank says quickly, swallowing a few times before reminding himself to breathe. "I mean, I know he isn't here. I wanted to see you." Gerard backs up, opening the door for Frank to come inside. "Okay, what's up?" Frank actually stumbles a bit as he steps up into the house, instantly blushing and feeling foolish. Gerard closes the door behind him and looks at him expectantly. He's so fucking pretty that Frank just wants to jump him right now. But at the same time, he also wants to die a little bit inside, because why on earth did he think it would be a good idea to go after a college dude who is practically 5 years older than he is? And why did Gerard have to go to college and fucking blossom and get all stupidly pretty? Frank takes a deep breath and tries to remind himself to focus. This is fine. It will be okay. He's thought this through. He looks around and doesn't see G and Mikey's parents, but the TV is on the evening news, which Gerard would never watch, so they probably aren't far away. "Can we go downstairs? This is kind of private." "Oh." Gerard seems surprised. "Of course." He moves to let Frank walk in front of him to the basement door. Just before they start down the stairs, Gerard gently places his hand on Frank's back, right between his shoulder blades. Frank gasps audibly. He's so startled, he actually shakes a little bit and has to grab the hand railing so he doesn't fall. Gerard says, "You okay, Frankie?" and rubs his hand up and down Frank's back in a manner that is probably supposed to be a lot more soothing and a lot less arousing than it actually is. Frank doesn't answer even as they go into Gerard's room and sit down on the bed. His mouth feels dry, and for a moment he's forgotten everything he was going to say. He doesn't get why he's so nervous. He's already kissed Gerard. They fucking made out. Why is this so hard now? It felt easy before. When he was drunk. Oh, right, they were both drunk before. Gerard looks concerned and gingerly picks up Frank's hand, murmuring, "Frank?" And Frank figures that the whole drunk thing is probably as good a place to start as any, since it's been a pretty big mental sticking point for him this past week. "How much do you remember from when you're drunk?" Frank manages to blurt out. Now Gerard is the one looking startled. He drops Frank's hand momentarily, but picks it up again as he sighs and says, "Usually almost everything. It's pretty rare for me to actually black out."
"Oh."
Frank swallows and looks down before asking,
"So unless you were, like, throwing up drunk, you'd remember making out with someone?"
"Yes." Frank feels stung. He'd pull his hand away if Gerard wasn't holding it so tightly. If Gerard remembers, why would he act like nothing happened? Frank can't ask that, though. Just thinking it makes him feel like such an immature kid. It's embarrassing.
"How much do you remember from when you're drunk?"
Gerard asks quietly. Frank looks up and right into Gerard's eyes as he answers,
"Everything."
He rushes to add,
"I wasn't that drunk."
"You were completely blitzed, Frank. I took advantage of you." Gerard sounds so solemn it makes Frank's heart hurt.
"No, it was fine. I liked it, remember?"
Frank can't help himself as he brings his other hand up to brush against Gerard's cheek.
"It was awesome."
Gerard catches Frank's hand, shaking his head sadly.
"Frank, I..."
He trails off and drops Frank's hand to scratch at his head and neck, turning his head to look around the room as if he'll find what he wants to say written in the corner or on the ceiling.
"I haven't let myself get that wasted since then, and I won't again. I never would have done that if I hadn't been so drunk. Mikey thought..."
"What about Mikey?" Frank cuts Gerard off. "Does Mikey know?"
Frank had never thought of that. He just assumed Mikey had no idea. He hasn't said anything or acted differently at all.
"He knows."
Gerard takes a deep breath before continuing.
"A couple times earlier this summer, after we'd all hung out, I was tipsy and not thinking about what I was saying, and I told him that you're getting really hot."
He shrugs his shoulders, looking a bit like he wants to disappear. "Mikey thought he was doing me a favor by leaving us alone, but it was so uncool, Frank. I never should have said that to him about you."
Gerard pauses, chewing on his lip.
Frank knows there's a lot to unpack in Gerard's completely unnecessary guilt feelings, but the only thing he can manage to say is,
"You think I'm hot?"
Gerard snorts. "Of course I do. I don't make out with people I think are hideous."
"Even when you're drunk?"
Frank quirks an eyebrow up at Gerard, trying to lighten the mood a tiny bit.
"Even when I'm drunk,"
Gerard confirms. Frank can't help it as a smile begins to work its way onto his lips.
"So you like me?"
"Of course I like you." Somehow, Gerard seems surprised by the question. "You're an awesome person and a great friend of Mikey." Frank shakes his head, cutting Gerard off as understanding sets in.
"No, I mean you like me."
Gerard's face falls.
"Frank, you're so young."
"Fuck you, you're so old," Frank retorts.
He's going to get royally pissed off in a minute if Gerard keeps this up.
"You like me. My age has nothing to do with it."
"It does, though."
"Shut up!"
Frank doesn't think he's ever raised his voice at Gerard before.
"You kissed me because you wanted to and you liked it, and I liked it too. You weren't taking advantage of me. I would have stopped you if I didn't like it."
"But I never should have..." Frank slaps his hand over Gerard's mouth. He's had enough of this.
"If I had pushed you away and said no or stop or anything like that, would you have stopped?"
"Of course," Gerard says after Frank drops his hand.
"So stop it with this guilt nonsense."
Gerard furrows his brow as he looks down at where he's still got Frank's hand in his. He squeezes Frank's hand a tiny bit, and Frank suddenly realizes something.
"Have you been avoiding me?"
Gerard looks up quickly.
"What?"
Frank pulls his hand out of Gerard's grasp and scoots away on the bed, even as Gerard tries to grab his hand back.
You've been avoiding me since we made out. I mean, avoiding being alone with me, at least.
Gerard is quiet.
You can't even deny it! What the fuck?
Frank feels like an angry little kid again. He doesn't get why he fucking cares so much. It's just Gerard.
When Gerard moves to try to hold Frank's hand again, Frank pulls both hands back, wrapping them around himself. Now he really does feel like a child having a tantrum as he glares at Gerard, daring him to try to argue. Gerard scratches his head and does that thing again where he looks around the room for answers.
Even when I'm sober, I want you. He says it like it's a bad thing. I don't trust myself.
Do you trust me? Frank asks.
Gerard's forehead does this wrinkly thing that Frank really shouldn't find adorable. It sort of reminds him of a confused dog. When he doesn't answer, Frank elaborates.
You said before that even drunk you wouldn't have kissed me if I didn't want to. So it isn't that you don't trust yourself, it's that you don't trust me to know what I want. You think I'm just some dumb kid.
Gerard shakes his head, looking anguished.
I don't.
You do. I thought...
Frank falters.
I thought you didn't remember making out or that you didn't actually like me and were just messing around, except that didn't seem like something you'd do except you were drunk, so maybe you would. I didn't know what to think.
I'm so sorry, Gerard says, sounding deeply reticent. I didn't even think of that.
Frank deflates a bit at the apology, but he continues because, seriously, how could Gerard be such a jerk and not even realize it?
I thought I had to come up with some way to make you kiss me again so I could get you to like me. I was going to ask you to help me practice kissing. I want...
Frank swallows over the lump in his throat.
I wanted to learn to be a good kisser like you are.
You think I'm a good kisser?
Frank snorts. So what if I do? What do I know? I'm just a dumb kid who doesn't know what he wants, right?
No, Gerard says sternly. I don't think that, Frank.
Frank shakes his head again and stands up. He can't deal with this anymore. He can't believe he let himself get so worked up over a stupid little make-out session. Maybe Gerard's right, and he is too immature to know what he wants if he's getting this upset over kissing. He turns to leave, but stills when Gerard grabs his arm. He turns around slowly and doesn't pull his arm back. Why does he get the shivers every time Gerard touches him? He's fucking mad at Gerard right now, but still feels a tingle run down his spine just from Gerard pulling him closer. Gerard pulls him in until he has to look up to meet Gerard's eyes. Gerard's eyes, which are looking pretty intense right now and doing interesting things to Frank's stomach.
What do you want, Frank?
Gerard's voice has suddenly dropped an octave. This is probably the best opening that Frank could hope for. Impressed by his own guts, he surges up on his toes, planting his lips on Gerard's. Gerard kisses him back immediately, his tongue demanding entry, and Frank allows it.
It's so good. It's so fucking good. Better than last time. Better because it isn't hazy and confused. It's clear and lucid and fucking hot. Gerard is so hot.
Gaining courage, Frank wraps one hand around the back of Gerard's neck and grabs his ass with the other, prompting Gerard to break off the kiss. He moves his head back the tiniest bit, panting.
Oh, fuck, Frank, is all he gets out before Frank captures his mouth again.
Frank isn't sure how long they make out like that. It could be 15 minutes, could be an hour. Eventually, they end up lying on Gerard's bed, twined together as they catch their breath. Frank turns so he could see Gerard's face and rests the backs of his fingers against Gerard's cheek.
This is what I want, Gerard.
Still breathless, Gerard gets out.
Okay.
Frank feels compelled to be specific because sometimes Gerard can be strangely obtuse.
But not just now. I want it again, a lot, maybe, and maybe I'll want to do more things. I don't know. But I like you. I mean, I like you. In case you didn't get that part.
Gerard smirks just on one side of his mouth.
Yeah, I got that, but...
But what?
Frank snaps before he can stop himself. He takes a deep breath and forces himself to be calm. He's mature. He needs to show Gerard that he can handle this. He tries again, his tone softer this time.
What is it?
It's nothing, really. I just...
Gerard mirrors Frank's composure, blowing out a long stream of air.
Never mind. It's okay. We can talk more later. Let's just... relax right now. Frank cocks his head to the side, unsure. Gerard willing to wait to talk about something feels a little too good to be true.
We're okay, though, right?
Gerard nods decisively.
Yes, totally okay.
Good.
Frank takes Gerard's hand in his again and curls their fingers together.
Don't worry. I promise I won't let you do anything I don't want, okay? You can trust me.
Gerard swallows before leaning down to plant a firm kiss on the top of Frank's hand.
Okay, Frank. I trust you.
The end.